Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is the third shir, talking about the inyan of Avdus Shmita. The previous shir, we saw a machlokes, as we explained it, between Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that the yisod of the chiyuv geneva is keifa. You can't charge for more than the person actually. You can't charge for more than the person actually did. You're not going to charge more because of Maisim, because of Midas Rose. So therefore, if you're taking Kefil, it's because the Etzem Maisa Geneva. He holds that that's the standard. And there's a special kula for persons of Ghana for having better Midas than the Gazlan. He has to pay less. Whereas, according to Rabbi Meir, it's the opposite. The Yisod HaChiyuv is on the Keren, and then the Gazlan, and then the Ganav has to pay more because of his bad Midos. That's what we saw in the previous Shir, Tamsis Sheva Tamsis Shaladvarim. And now we will continue, based again on the Torah of Rabbi Avagom Yaakov Dovah Hamnik Shlita. So the Fi Yisod Vareinu, that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you can't have any Mechayiv of an Onesh besides the actual Maisa Geneva. Even the Mechira La'avdus is together Onesh. We know, as we see in Makkos Daf Gimel Amud Beis, Agavei Edim Zomimin. We see there that the Mechira La'avdus is an Onesh. And we see that from the fact that, Beis Amud Beis, it says there are both Varam Nemar of Edim Zomimin, and one of them is Ve'enim Karn Be'evet Ivri. That if they're made on a person that he stole, it was a Gemar Din, and he has to be sold by Gneva so, and then they're found to be Edom Zomimin, they're not sold as Avodim. Einim Karn Bevet Ivri. So that is all that shows us that Mechir La'avdus is Begeder Onesh. That we have to have a special chiddush that they don't get the onesh of being sold. It's generally an onesh to be sold as an avid, but Edim Zomimin don't get that onesh, but it is an onesh. So we have now that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, you can't have any mechayev of onesh besides the actual geneva, and being sold as an avid is also the geder onesh. And if that's the case, so how is it shaykh to add on to the Tkufas Ha'avdus of the Nirtza a few years to remain in the Beis Ha'adon until Olam, which Chazal tells us mean Yovel, if he wasn't chayiv to stay there, mitzad etzem ha'geneva, so then you can't punish him now on this bad midah of being kona adon ma'atzma. So now we want to understand, if Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that there can't be any mechayev of onesh besides the actual geneva, like we learned in the previous year. You're not mechayev more of an onesh because of bad midos. And the mechira la'avdus is begeder onesh. Like we see in the Gemara Makkos. So how then can we have a mechira la'avdus that's more than the standard? Standard is going to be for 6 years, and yet he can get ritzia. Because of his bad midos, he gets ritzia. And he stays for more than the 6 years. But mitzad the etzem ha'geneva, he wasn't supposed to remain in servitude. So how can you have an onesh more than the etzem geneva just because he acquired a master for himself? Because he acquired a master for himself because of his bad midah, you're going to be mechayev him more of an onesh. Can't be. So it must be that we have to explain that according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is l'shitasa. That me'ikar adin, kol avdus is la'ola. Really, all avdus should go until yoga. And if that's the case, then the onesh of somebody who's nimkar v'ginei vaso is going to be adolam adolam shel yovel. It's going to be until the 50th year. Just there's a kula that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mekil, that he doesn't have to fill the whole yovel. Just until Shemitah. We know that servants are freed Shemitah. And that's a special kula. Now, it's not Shemitah for the whole world. He doesn't go free in the Shemitah of the whole world. He only goes free in his own Shemitah. It's his Shemitah. He works for 6 years, and then in his Shemitah, he goes free. Just like a person's in the Midbar, and they don't know when Shabbos is. He counts 6 days, and then the Shabbos is going to be on his 7th day. So really, according to Rabbi Yochanan and Zakkai, the ownership of Nimkor B'Gnevaso was until Yovel. There's a special kula that Hashem was making that he can leave in his own Shemitah in his own 7th year. And a proof of this Yisod is from Lashon L'Mechilta in the Parashas Mishpatim. It says about Shviz, Shviz L'Mechira. Tamar Shviz L'Mechira Einu El Shanim. Tamar Lomar Shei Shanim Yavod. Shviz L'Mechira V'lo Shviz L'Shanim. So it says there, Shviz is the 7th year of being sold, he goes free. Is it 7th year of being sold or the 7th year of years? Tamar Lomar Shei Shanim Yavod. 6 years he's working. So the 7th then is going to be the 7th to when he was sold, and not 7th in the Shemitah cycle. But this is hard to understand. Why would we think that the Eved should go free Bishnas HaShemitah? In the 7th of years, why in the 7th year of the Shemitah cycle should he go free? So that would mean that if he sold B'Gnei Vaso, his Nimkor B'Gnei Vaso, Bishana Shishis L'Shemitah, so he goes free within a few months. So why would you think that? It makes a lot more sense to say that he has to stay for 6 years. Why would you say that he can leave already at Shemitah? Why would there even have him and he can leave at Shemitah? Why should he be able to leave at Shemitah? He might end up only serving a short time. Why is it going to be the 7th year of when he started to work? Based on what we said, we understand very well. Because really, all Mechiras Eved is La'olam. And we have a special Chiddush by Klal Yisrael that when it says La'olam, Olam means when you sell houses, fields, servants, that's the Olam of Yovel. And it emerges that the selling of the Eved is Ad HaYovel Mitzad Atzma. The selling of the Eved is until the Jubilee year, and not La'olam La'olam. And then you have a special Kula and mercy that the Eved, who's Nimkor B'Gnei Vaso, can be, go out in his 7th year, and he's not chayav to remain until Yovel. So therefore we had a havamina that he can go out in the shvius of the whole world. Because in general, the selling is forever. We see a special kula that he can leave at Yovel of the world. So if he can leave at Yovel of the world, then maybe he can leave in Shvius of the world, and he doesn't actually have to work the whole 6 years. So Kamash Malan, no. He goes out in his 7th year. I so much of a kula we don't have. So Al Kopanim, that shows our Yisod, that he's going out in Shemitah, his 7th year. So it works together, meaning really he should be working forever. We have a kula, he goes out Yovel time. And you would think if you already have a kula, he goes Yovel time, he can go out in the Shemitah also, he can go out in the 7th year. Kamash Malan, he doesn't go out in the 7th year of the world, but he goes out in his own 7th year. As we see from the Mechilta says Shvius L'Mechira, or L'Shanim, but it's like his Shemitah. It's like his 7th year. So he ends up having it mitzad his own Shemitah, not mitzad the world's Shemitah. Mitzad the world's Yovel, he goes out. You might think he goes out mitzad the world's Shemitah. Kamash Malan, he goes out mitzad his own Shemitah. Another proof of this, Yisod, is in Lashon L'Chilta, it says, Kisik n'Eved Evri Laman Amar, L'Avi Hager, Divrei Bishma, R'Lazer Amin Otzarech, Im Yisrael Ovet Sheishanim, Hager Yavot Shtem Esrei. It says, Kisik and Eved Ivri, when you buy an Eved Ivri. Why does it say if you buy an Eved Ivri, To include a ger, that's Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Lezer says, you don't need that. You would think that a Jew works for 6 years and a ger works for 12 years. If a Jew works 6 years, then the ger was learned from the Jews, also going to learn to work 6 years. Ma Yisrael oved sheish, af a ger oved sheav oved sheish. If Yishu omer, yimein lo v'nim kar v'gnei vaso, shomeani li'olam, tamil lomar sheish shanam yavod, magid ha-kasev, shu oved sheish, v'yed yotze v'shviz. So just like a Jew works 6 years, a ger works 6 years, because it says later on, Chaf Beis Beis, if he doesn't have to pay back the Geneva, he's sold. I hear that he's sold forever. Talmud Lomar Sheishanim Yavo, the Pasuk teaches you, he works six and he goes out in Shviz. But it's hard to understand the Hemshech Divrei HaMedrash. What does one have to do with the other? Amris. Just like the Jew is 6 years, the regular Jew, the ger is also 6 years. So why are we adding on over here? Shomani leolam, I might think that he sold forever. Talmud Lomar Sheishanim Yavod, he works for 6 years and he goes out in the seventh year. What does the Hemshech have to do with what we started with? We started by comparing a Jew to a ger. Born Jew to a ger, and the author of the Meir Ayin is Magia. He says that this is two separate things. He says it's a new section, a new passage. One has nothing to do with the other. Ayin Sham. How we have to understand? Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel agree? Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel agree that we don't need a pasuk to tell you that a ger has only 6 years? The love of Menadin Leos Kenido. If we're learning the ger from the Israel, then just like Israel 6 years, the ger is also going to be 6 years. Why doesn't Rabbi Shmuel like that? And what's most wondrous is why do we need to darshan here the Havim, that the Havim mean it to say, Shinim Garba Genevas Leolam. And if the pasuk is coming to say, no, 6 years he works, it's a kula, and it's not a chumrah. Why don't we say the opposite? That we're telling you that there's an onus of 6 years. And then we're not going to be machmer more than 6 years. Medrash is telling us it's a kula. You might think forever. No, we knock it down to 6 years. Why don't we say the opposite? Why don't we say that it's a chiddush, that he works all the way up to 6 years? So based on what we said, we understand very well. Because Rav Das, Rav Yishmael, Baal HaMechilta, is Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai. That Be'etzem, the Mechira, that comes as an Onesh, for the Geneva, is Ad HaYovel, Mitzadek HaRadin. Just the Torah comes, and is Mekel on him, that he can go out from the Adon in the seventh year. Like we saw before. And the fi Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, me'ikar adin, kol avdis hi li'olam. And there's just a kula that he only has to work until the seventh year. He only has to work for his own Shemitah. That's how we understand how you can add on that according to Rabbi Yishmael, that according to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that since the Mechira La'avdus is Megeder Onesh, so how are you adding on when he worked for 6 years? How are you adding on to that Onesh and having him go to Yovel? You're not allowed to add on for bad midos, for being Kon Adam La'atzmo. So the answer is that really, Me'ikar Adin, it's out of Yovel. Just the Torah knocked it down. That he only has to work for 6 years. And then, for his bad midos, he goes back to the Ikar Adin of working for Yovel. That's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. And Rabbi Yishmael holds the same way. That the Etz and the Mechira is an Onesh ala Geneva till Yovel. It's at Ikar Adin. And the Torah is Mekel, he can go out in his seventh year. So we can say that a Ger isn't included in this Kula. Because even though a Ger is a Shem Yisrael, we see in Shabbos that Ger we're not including in Nibuchar Yisrael. So we can say that he doesn't have a kula b'soich kula, let's say it's b'shmita. Right? Because this is not only we make that the Jew goes out Yovel time, even though normally Avdus is the Olam. The Jew goes out Yovel. So now we're going to be Mekel on the Ger, who's not included in Bnei Bechor Yisrael. We're going to be Mekel on him to let him go out, even in the seventh year, even in the seventh year. No, Lo'ad Kedei Kach. So Kamashmal on the Pasuk, that we let him go out in the seventh year. And that's the Chiddush according to Rabbi Yishmael. The standard punishment is Til Yovel, and Chiddush is that the Ger, we knock him down. And you can't say, and we can't make a taina according to Rabbi Yishmael, Dio Lov Min Adin Lios Kenido. Because Min Adin is Chayav Ad Yovel. So that's the Ikar Adin. And the Chiddush is that we give him the Kula also. You would think you don't give him the Kula, because he's not included like we see in Shabbos Lamed Aleph and Bnei Bechor Yisrael. You would think he's not given the Kula to work to go out in the seventh year. Kamashman that he is. Rabbi Elazar argues with this. And he holds that the din of Mechiras Sheishanim is not a Kula, it's a Chumrah. That he has to work when he's Nimkar B'nevasa, he has to work all 6 years. And if you're going to be Machmir on the Ger, so then we're going to say that you have to work another 6 years. Not that you're knocking the maker, I think you have to work till Yovel, and the born Jew is knocked down to six. And the Chiddush is that even the Ger gets that Kula to be knocked down to six. No. Lezer holds that it's a Chumrah on the Jew that he has to work 6 years. And therefore, if we want to be Machmer on the Ger, we're going to make him work another 6 years. You want to be Machmer on the Ger, the Ger isn't going to be more Machmer than the Jew. And he says, no. If he's already learned from the Jew, just like the Jew has to work 6 years, so the Ger also has to work 6 years. And we're not Machayim to work more. So Rabbi Shmuel, you need a special pasuk that the Ger isn't going to follow the Ikar Hadin. But the Ger also gets the special prize the Jew gets, that he only has to work 6 years. Now you need a pasuk. Rabbi Lezer, you don't need a pasuk, because on the Jew we're machmir to work 6 years. You would think that a ger is derived from Jew, and therefore he's going to work 12 years. We say no. Yo love min hadin, yo skenida. Min hadin, you're only working six. So you stick the ger with min hadin, but the min hadin is six. From Rabbi Shmuel, if the ger would stick min hadin, then he'd work till Yovel. And that's the Hemshech HaMedrash. That immediately after we bring Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Ashi Shidus Rabbi Shmuel, that he holds that Etzem Alechira, we say, the Medrash says, Shomei Ani Le'olam, Talmud Lomer, Sheshanim Yavod, Magid HaKadosh, Shuvah V'Cheish, Yotze B'Shvi'is. So he learns that the Etzem Mechira is forever, Shomei Ani Le'olam. That's the Etzem HaMechira, it's forever. Then it comes and says, or the Olam HaShal Yovel. And then the Pasuk says, all right, we have a special Kula, Sheshanim Yavod. He worked for six, and he goes out in the seventh in his Shemitah. So Yitzia B'Shvi'is is a Kula, that he goes out B'Shemitah, not B'Yovel. And we need a Pasuk to include a ger in this kula. And Ramban Al HaTorah says the union of Yitzia B'Shvi'is Shel Eved Ivri is shach to the sod of Shabbos Bereishis and Shemitah. But based on what we see here, it's not sod. It's mamash shach to the halachas. So based on this, it would emerge that Das HaMechilta is that Parshas Mishpatim is Tchilas HaShmita V'Sof HaShmita. It starts with Shmita and it ends with Shmita. As we saw in the first shir, it ends with Shmita. The whole Parsha there at the end about Shabbos and the Yamim Tovim, it's all there telling you that even though we have Shmita, you still have to keep the other halachas, the Bikurim, etc. And also at the beginning, it starts with Shmita. When it starts with Eved Ivri, that's also Shmitatik. That we start with the Yitzias Eved Ivri B'Shvias, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that the freedom of the Jewish person is docha the onus of Geneva, and he goes out b'shemitah. Ki li b'nei Yisrael avadim, kamo ki li kol haaretz, same thing. We're God's servants, we go out in the seventh year. Ki li kol haaretz, we let the land rest in the seventh year. And that's koveh the yisrael, that all bailus and schus mamon of a ben Yisrael comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also at the end of Parashas Mishpatim, we go back to Dinei Shemitah. All the pratim there, Shabbos, Shel Shragon, Boaz Bikurim, shows again that the earth belongs to God. We have to keep Shemitah. And despite that we're keeping Shemitah, we still have to keep the Dinim, as Rashi there brings from the Mechilta, Shabbos, Shel Shragon, Boaz Bikurim. Akol Panim, Mevuar, we see from all this why the Mechilta brings Divrei Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. As we saw in the first shiur, we saw the Mechilta and we saw the Bavli. So we saw that the Mechilta brings Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that you know why there's Ritzia, you know why the Eved gets a hole in his ear, is because of Ozen Sheshama Lo Signov. He heard Lo Signov and he went ahead and he stole. So therefore, the Ritzia comes as an onesh for stealing, despite the fact that he hears Lo Signo, because Rabbi Yishmael Bala Mechilta holds like him, that as we saw before, you can't punish for bad midos, rather on the Iker Geneva, or the Hezek. So it must be that the Ritzia is not an onesh for saying, I have to as Adoni, as Ishti, as Banai. You can't say that he's going to get more of a punishment because of this bad midah of wanting to stay with his master and stay with his wife. But rather, it's coming to tell you that he gets what he deserves for the Iker Kneva. Because the Iker Hadin is being sold until Yovel. And if he doesn't go out in the seventh year, and he goes back to the Din Yovel. And therefore we can do Ritzia on the Lo Signov. Even though he was over this Avera 6 years ago. Because originally the Torah was Merachim on him. And said, all right, we're going to let it go until 6 years and then you can leave in the seventh year. But now he doesn't want this Kula. So then we say, you get what's coming to Mikra Adin. And therefore, you get this Ritzia, because your ear didn't hear properly, and now you have to stay until Yovel. Because you're over on Lo Signov. And that's why Rashi brings Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shmo. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai is l'shitaso, b'din kefil, b'din arba v'chamisha, that all onshim and dinei mamonos are talui b'maisa k'nevo ahezek, like we saw in the previous shir, that it's talui not in bad midas, but in etzem maisa that you did. And that's why Rashi brings Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'shmo, to show you that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, who says that it's because of nimkar v'gnei, that it's because that he gets this ritzia because he heard Lo Signov, why does Rashi say Am Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai on Ozen Zol Sheshama Lahasina Lo Signov Alef Laganav Tiratza? It's to tell you that it's Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai Lishitasa. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai holds that you don't get on Maisim Megunim, on Midos Megunos, only on Maisim Megunim. As we see by the fact that by the parasha of Geneva and Dalei Vehei, that we saw that the Me'ikar Hadin, as we saw in the previous year, that Me'ikar Hadin has to pay the kefil. You don't add, you only subtract for the gazlim. You don't add for the ganav, because you only get it on bad maisim, not on bad, the onus only increases bad maisim, not bad midas. And therefore, you get to Dafka and the Lo Signov. So Rashi had to say, Amr Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Ozen Zos Hashem al Har Sinai Lo Signov, Valach Maganav Tiratza. Advarim Hayin Aflaim B'Yoser, V'yesh Od L'Harich, and we understand the Fuchot Hashitas HaMechilta, and Rashi a little bit, partially, there's still more to say, obviously. And we should be zochel lo modu lelamid l'shem olas l'kaim skolei v'samot rasa v'hava. Amen v'amen. Shalom shalom. See you soon. It's beloved friend.